We're talking about, I've been hugging my sleep, some interesting stuff actually. But I don't say so myself. I came across stuff this year I never came across in previous years. So we're in Chodesh Elul, we're in the month of Elul, the month of Slichos and Rachamim, the special month where Hashem is closest to us. Here's something very interesting. Start right, hit the road running with food for thought. Listen to this. So a famous teaching on the Dirshu Hashem Himatzo, the pasuk says, seek Hashem when needs to be found. Thanks so much. Dirshu Hashem Himatzo. So over there, and this is the Haftorah we also say, right? So the bracket says over there that it means the Seres Mitzvah. Dirshu Hashem Himatzo, go find God when needs to be found, right? That's the Seres Mitzvah. But the Lukutei Torah of Chabad says it means all of Chodesh Elul. It's a massive Chiddush. I tried hard looking for it in any place else. I couldn't find it any place else. And I don't know where the Baal HaTanya, whose birthday was yesterday, got it. Yud Ches El is a very special day in Jewish history. Birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, birthday of the Baal HaTanya, and birthday of Shira Inkin. So it was a very special day in our house for that reason. So I think, yeah, I had no connection intended, but now that I said his name, it reminded me. So anyways, it's very interesting. Alpi Chabad Chasidis, the Yeshua Hashem Bimatzo, the king is in the field. HaMelech Basad is all of Elul. And what got Elul this idea of Rachamim and Slichos? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the third time to Har Sinai, and he came down eventually with the second Luchos. So you'll learn from here that this is a very opportune time to seek forgiveness. And hence we're in the month of Slichos. So you have over here on page 1, the first thing we're going to hit. From Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. The fact that Elul's Chodesh Aslichos HaRachim we get from Moshe Rabbeinu, but the concept of HaMelech Basadeh, lo kashur. In fact, according to the Pshat, it's mamash not kashur to Elul Bichlal, it's only a certain true of Tishrei. The Chiddush of Chabad brings into Elul. But we'll see the Minhagim now of saying Slichos, some of the Minhagim, one of the Minhagim for sure, I didn't know before preparing for tonight. We'll start in order. Minhag Rishon, the first Minhag with regards to saying Slichos in Elul, and this is the most widespread minig in the times of the Gaonim. This is what the Tur writes. The Rav Cohen Tzedek, Minhag Beis Yeshivos Lomar Slichos V'Tachanunim Baser Simei Tshuva. For the 10 days. V'chen Amar Rav Amram Baser Simei Tshuva Mashkimin LeBeis HaKnesses B'chol Yom. We wake up early, we go to the shul every morning. U'matchil Shalich Tzibur Ashrei V'Kaddish. The Yechazin says Ashrei. And Kaddish Umadchil Tachanuni Messiah Menachnu Lo Neida VeKaddish. Very interesting point over here. Interesting footnote is Slichos is the only time we say Kaddish Tiskabel where no Shmon Esrei was davened. Very interesting. And there's a lot to go into that idea, but the idea is very simple. Is that Slichos is like an additional tefillah, Ashrei, like Mincha, right? It has the main body, like Shmon Esrei. It has a Tachanun at the end. Like again, end of Shmon Esrei, Shachar Shem Mincha. And the Piyutim at the end, it's meant to correspond to Mincha and to a smaller degree to Shachar as well. But that's the idea. That's why it starts with Ashrei, to try and introduce it. As Ne'ilah starts with Ashrei, Mincha starts with Ashrei. So Slichos too is another Tefillah like Shachar Shem Mincha and Maariv. And that's why it's a Kaddish Tiskabel, very significant. Vama Rav Hai Gon Betach, Minhag Lomar Tachanunim Betoch Asa Yemim Lechud. So the custom is to say these Slichos in the Eseres Mechuvah. I also saw in the Abud Raham, he brings the name of Amram Gaon, this minig as well, but the official minig is Eseres Mechuvah. And what's very interesting is this is very significant, that we're seeing it inside, that it's not like the Sfardim. It's not like the Sfardim of today, but the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, in Perek Gimel, if I remember. Well, on page 1, first minhag of saying Slichos. Listen how the Rambam ends in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dal. He ends like this. V'nagu kulam makum balayla baseret yamim elu ulispal b'batei knesios b'divrei tachanunim b'divrei kibushin ad sheya'ir hayom. That's the Rambam, which seems to go like minhag Rishon of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, which is not like the Sfardim of today, which is very significant. Also, I mentioned Abu Draham. His real name was Abu Dirham. Abudraham is his real name. Abudraham is a gargling of the words, but it really is. So I share that with you. I thought it very fascinating. And also, I was looking at the Luach this week, Dvar Beito, and I noticed, thinking of Abudraham, there's a lot of rabbis, Iraqi rabbis, their name was Abdullah. Abdallah Zovadia. It's hard to, you know, to fit into our daily jargon, the way we speak, but it's like we have rabbis that are Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Harry, Rabbi Jonathan, Rabbi whatever it might be of Americanized names. So I was looking through Iraqi Gedolim, and there was Rabbi Abdullah and Rabbi, you know, other very common, you know, Palestinian, you know, Arabic names. And again, you see influence from where we lived. Fine. Minag 1. Minag of the Gaonim seems to be endorsed by the Rambam, but nobody seems to follow it today. Second minag, Mirosh Chodesh Elul, the famous one. Ukafisha Kosova Tur Deshmaina Shamana de Miktas Asarvasa Kaimim Rosh Chodesh Elul. He heard that in some places, he heard, there's a rumor going around that in some shuls they get up from Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Amri, the Beis Salik Moshe, the Amri, and they, why? The Beis Salik Moshe Har B'Pam Gimel. It's the third time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so that's a good source, a good reason to say Slichos. V'nachis v'luchos shniyos b'yom ha-kippurim. And he came down with a second luchos Yom Kippur. V'chol ha-mosi l'vakesh rachamim z'chusulo. Forget us, there's made tshuva. We should add as much as possible. Get more z'chuyot. We'll go from Rosh Chodesh. V'anu min ha-genu kehanach tekaimim Rosh Chodesh Elo. That's the minute. Okay? The Menorah Tamaor brings Rav Haigaon, who also says he heard about a minig to say from the Rosh Chodesh Elul, but again, he hits home that the minig is really a Seres Yimei Tshuva. But we see in later Sfarim, they hear of a minhag. You know, I didn't actually find out...
His minig was straight from the church?
No, I... Funny, I hope I didn't get a typo over here, but I think I got it right. And you're right, it doesn't seem, do you think maybe that's what the Rosh did? Maybe, it's not impossible, could be.
The mixas, you say it's only a few places.
Right, but then he ends up, V'anu min hagenu kehanach, dekaimi mirosh chodesh elu.
He almost sounds like he heard of it from someplace far away, and then he ends up with that sound.
Yeah. Yeah. The Rosh was
Ashkenazi.
So yeah, you got a problem over here. Good kasha.
Well, in any means, to be mosi in Rakashos Rachamim, that would start from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Meaning, in the principle, our minog is from Rosh Chodesh Elul, you're going to do extra kavanah and tefillah, extra Rachamim. Yeah, Davar Shavari, right. That's the tkufa, and that helps support what he heard happens in the distant lands.
Okay. Third minag shlishi. Who minag Ashkenaz? Kemavoh betur shabizman shechal Rosh Hashanah b'yom hay oy b'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Wednesday, sorry, Thursday, or b'Shabbos or on Shabbos, right? Lo adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday, on Wednesday or Friday. As matchal b'yom rishon shalafanav lamod b'shmuros aboker. I came across an amazing pilpul too long for this evening. If we did that alone, on what is a mina shmoros? Whenever you see a shmoros in Shas and Chazal, what is a mina shmoros? Bottom punchline. The punchline is it's the last 3 or last 4 hours of the evening. That's what a shmoros means. The last 3 or 4 hours, shauds manios before Netzachama. Very fascinating pilpul. If anybody wants it, I'll email it with pleasure. I still have it. Okay. So if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday or on Shabbos, we start the Sunday before. Ve'omrim slichos v'tachanunim v'rov tibur mitanim v'rov tibur mitanim. We don't have that so much anymore, but you still find it. Mispalim tefilas tainis. We would say v'yachal also if everyone was fasting. G'shachal Rosh Hashanah b'yom sheni or shlishi. But of course, as we know, if Rosh Hashanah fell on Monday or on Tuesday, as matchilim b'yom rishon b'shavua shalafanav shlifnei ha-shavua shachal Rosh Hashanah liyov svetocha. Therefore, you would have 10 or so days of slichos. What did you find in the tour? I didn't miss it. I didn't miss the word. No, I could have missed the word. Okay.
But again,
Minuch
is also quoting the tour. Okay, but it's funny that the Minuch Ashkenaz that we know is not what the tour said.
Yeah.
The tour here is quoting Rav Haim. The tour, the second paragraph.
In exchange or food?
In exchange. It's quoted in Haigoy that says that that's what he heard. That's what he does.
The
Ono is Reb Hai, high school. The Torah quoting a thing from Reb Hai.
Okay.
Hai Goin's minute was definitely to do with what the Sephardi
was. We'll get to soon, on the next page or two, the significance of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then if not, if we don't get 4 days, then we do a week before. And finally, the fourth minhag, and this minhag I never saw till this week. Minhag Revi'i Lomar Sichos Michav Hei Elul. Everyone ever hear that? To start saying Sichos from Chav Hei Elul, the 25th day of Elul. Ubebiur Hagra and Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Hevi Minhag Zeh. Ubedvare Vevi Et Loshon Haran. What does the Ran say? V'yesh Lishol Lam Adan Nidam Rosh Hashanah. Why is it that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah? Right, every holiday has what it's judged for. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds the world was created in Tishrei. El to Tishrei. It's famous because Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. Okay, and Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan, and Rabbi Eliezer holds the world was created in Elul and into Tishrei. So according to that opinion, it makes sense we are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Man is the final step in creation. Man is the climax, the crown and purpose of creation. And that would have been on Aleph Tishrei. Because 6 days later, man was created on the sixth day, we were created on Rosh Hashanah.
I'm singing that song on Rosh Hashanah, which I, since I'm blind, I never memorized it.
Which is, of course, Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer's view.
Do we pass it that way?
That's man was created. Point what you just said.
That fits. That today, the first of Tishrei is the creation of the world. That fits exactly very well with this, because man is the entire purpose of creation. Chaf Hei Elul is useless without man. Chaf Vav Elul is useless without man, right? Chaf Zayin Elul is useless without man. Man comes along, the crown of creation.
The other side is really possible, like everybody else.
Right. It's funny, most sources seem to say Rabbi Yeshua is right. From what I've come across. Is it connected to the Machlokes? Is it so connected
to the
Machlokes?
Yeah? It's the anniversary of when God hung the Son in heaven.
Absolutely.
What can we do? Rabbi Shur really takes the day, huh?
That's the real caution in this one.
We give Rabbi Ezra his COVID, his 15 minutes of, you know. That's what you have to answer.
You know, they say one of them are Shur, one of them are
right, right.
Different levels of creation at Rosh Hashanah. Is it their creation?
So that's the other minhag, which I don't know, I have never seen that. 25th of Elul, we start saying Sifas. And minhag Chamishi, listen to this.
What's it have to do with, like, why the fuck?
To start, when the world started, the motion started.
When the Bris Olam began. Gracious.
Symbolism, it's a symbolic connection. And finally, minhag Chamishi, also I've never seen, Zman Amirat Sichas Mites Vav Elul. Tu Be'elul. Ukvicha Kasa Be'abu Draham. In his tefillah as Rosh Hashanah, mipnei sheyom zeh hu yom hadin nahagu kol Yisrael akdim mi-chamish asar yom be'elul lashkim ve'lomar tachanunim le'shor rachmim Hashem misal ad yom ha-kippurim shu yom chatim asadin. So how many days of sikh does that get you from 15th of Elul? That's there, gets you 40. It gets how many days?
25.
Including with Sesmei Chuv with Yom Kippur. Gets you a total of how many days?
21.
Count all
these
Ezra's
Mitzvahs?
Don't say Slichos on Shabbos.
You're getting 15 plus 10.
We're on Shabbos.
But
you
don't get Shabbos
anymore. That's what we're asking. 4 days
they're
4 days
they're 15
is not 15
either. So anyways, I found more reasons why the Sephardim start from Rosh Chodesh Elul. I found 4 reasons. So listen to this. Abu Draham says, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, that's the most famous reason, he went up the third time, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Get this.
Are you reading the paper?
No, my notes, things I picked up along the way. Another shot, why Rosh Rosh Elul? Because Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, Sofe Tevis is Yud, gets you 40, get 40 days of Slichasin. Okay? I forget who says it. The Kaf HaChaim says, listen to this, this is Kaf HaChaim. The 40.
Sofe Tevis Elul and Sofe Tevis 40.
Rosh Tavur says.
Ani Ledodi Vedodi is Rosh Tevis Elul.
Right, but not for the purpose of Slichas.
They
use it for slichas. That's what the chiddush is. They use it for slichas. Kaf HaChaim says, "What's 40 days of slichas? Why is Sfarim do 40 days of slichas? Get this: 40 days of meraglim, chet the meraglim. Okay, and the 40 days of the eagle. till Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Can, okay, very interesting. And the Sefer Rosh Hashmuras, I saw quoted somewhere. Sorry? Right, but it came at the end of 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu came late. And the Sefer Rosh Hashmuras says, get this, this is interesting. Yeah, man, this is Lumdus, you like this. Rosh Hashmuras, you ready for this? You ready? You ready? He says like this, Shalim V'Darshin, Shoshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. That's Slichas. The whole Shalim V'Darshin is Slichas. Interesting piece. Yeah, that's what he says.
That's for Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Well, what? It's 30 days. Yeah. So it's an application of Sholin Vidorshin. Okay, moving along to page 2. Let's talk about the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. That's next week. So we have the Ramah, the Minig, the Ashkenaz, Eino Ken. The Ashkenazim do not say Slichas a whole month. Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach Matchilim Litkoh Achar Tevil Shachris. There we have the source of the Minig of blowing the shofar. And by the way, there were places that blew Erev Rosh Hashanah in history. There were many places that blew Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not blowing Erev Rosh Hashanah is a shtickle of the Chiddush, but that's the widespread custom. But you'll see that in the different Sefer Hakim. You see that in Sperber, brings it down also, that the Erev Rosh Hashanah was also no stira. One was with a bracha, one was without a bracha. You know, anyways, that's that approach. Okay, v'yesh mekomosh tokin gam ken arvis. Some even blew in Ma'ariv. The Omdim Bashmuros Lomarsiros Byom Alf Shifnei Rosh Hashanah. Uk Mishra Brura Kost of the Hainu Yom Rishon Shua Shechal Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The Hosi Varamadim Chal Rosh Hashanah Byom Beis Gimel Az Matchim Yom Alf Shua Shlefanav. So this is the basic Ashkenazic common practice. We say Slichas the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah as long as we're going to get 4 days in. If we're not going to get 4 days in, like Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or Tuesday, we do the week before. Next paragraph is why. What's the significance of these minimum of 4 days before? And if we don't get them in, we got to do a whole week before. So listen to this. Two reasons. First reason of the Taz is like this. Hey, vitam shekasa belavush, demash nohagim lisanos asar yamim im Yom Kippurim. Many people fast for 10 days before Yom Kippur. Ulolam yichsru dalad yamim. And you're going to lack 4 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Why? You can't fast 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which is a problem over here because people do fast Rosh Hashanah. There is a minute to fast Rosh Hashanah, but we won't get into that complication right now. But you're still going to lack 4 days according to this approach because you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you have Shabbos Tshuva. There Yom Kippurim, right? Yom Kippur, you can't fast. It's a mitzvah to eat. And therefore, the 4 days of Slichos represent, Rabbi Isai, represent getting in, hopping around fast days before Yom Kippur to still get in 10 days. Because you're going to lose 10 days of Rosh Hashanah, because of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. The minhag, I guess, was so strong. I guess it's fasting. Think about it. Think about it. According to the Taz, the minhag of fasting was so strong, we had to establish slichas around the minhag of fasting. Today, it's not so common. We can't do it. We've got to, you know, go...
Last time we mentioned that...
What?
People fast on Rosh
Hashanah. There is a documented minhag for people to fast on Rosh Hashanah, yeah.
Navi where they forgot it was Rosh Hashanah and
it's Pasuk in Nehemiah. Echo Pasuk in Nehemiah. I was talking about Rosh Hashanah, Davka?
It's Davka Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Hashem said, go eat.
I don't.
Go be fasting.
Yeah, I know. The Nitik Avril brings a minute with a lot of sources about fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Right, we don't do it, obviously, but yeah, it does exist. So, according to that approach, the calculation would be different. But the second reason is the main reason, because we don't fast the Seres Yimeis 10 days. You know, Bichal, Rabbi said, very interesting, is that forget that we don't fast the 10 days of Slichos, but there's many heterim, many, not to fast Tzom Gedalia. If it's going to weaken you for Yom Kippur, it'll affect this and it'll affect that. It's not wishy-washy heterim. The serious posts can talk about if a person, you know, they just can't fast more than once a month, twice a month. They just can't do it, especially not 10 days consistently, one, you know, in the same zone. The post can say, eat some Gedalia. You know, obviously contact your local Orthodox rabbi before relying on anything you hear this evening, or any evening, but it's very interesting that that's how sensitive the post-gim are, you know, understanding fasting is so difficult. But here's a bigger cooler, right? Right. And some say, anyways, it could be this year Tom Gedalia is 3 nidches. But I think there's an opinion that it's supposed to be first day Rosh Hashanah. And we don't do first day Rosh Hashanah, so we can't do second day Rosh Hashanah, that's 1 nidcha. Third day Rosh Hashanah this year is Shabbos, that's 2nd nidcha, and stone to sun is 3 nidchas. There is a sheet in the poskim that three nitches are fasted bottle. There's such a mahalach in the poskim. Third one is Sunday. The fact is bumped to Sunday. But some say Gedalia really died second day of Hashanah, so you don't have three nitches, you'll only have two nitches. But there is a mahalach of the three nitches at any time for any fast. I think it could happen, Tanis Esther, also in certain situations, if you have a bris on a certain day, whatever. Any three nitches is a sheet that you don't fast. Okay. The second reason, which really applies to us, Tam Sheni, why we have 4 days minimum slichas, this is what you have to know going into slichas. Kasa b'liyahu rabba. Dema shekavu dal yamim shekem asfina b'korbanos. It's relating to korbanos. Shetonim bikur mimum dal yamim. Before you bring your korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you got to wash it for 4 days. Kodem hakrava before you bring it up. V'chol ha-korbanos b'parashas Pinchas, regarding all korbanos. It generally says v'kraftem ola. But Rosh Hashanah's korban is a different nusach. What's the lashon? V'asisim ola. L'lmod l'med sheberosh Hashanah yaseh adam atzmo. Kilu makriv et atzmo. You have to think of yourself as the korban for Hashem. It's very beautiful, beautiful word. And this is the Ikr Tam. V'lachem kavu dal yamim levaker. Kol mumei chatato u'lashuv aleihem. Person should check himself for 4 days. All the mums he has to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. I got a good word for you. If someone told me this word, I forgot where I saw it. So as the Gemara says, if two people don't speak to each other, they're in a sikhsuch, they don't speak to each other for more than 3 days, they're pasul edus, one on the other. Okay, this relates to this. Right? Two people don't speak to each other for 3 days, they're pasul edus for each other. So listen, this is what you have to do with the Yitzhahara. Don't let the Yitzhahara talk to you for 3 days, don't listen to him, and comes Rosh Hashanah, he can't accuse you, he can't go against you, he's pasul edus against you. It's a good, nice chassidish of word. Okay.
According to this reason, we should just do 4 days always.
Okay.
Why do we have to start on Sunday?
Okay, so we're going to get that on the next page. That's the next page, actually. I think
next thing on this page.
Where are we? I'm sorry. Oh, that's okay. I knew I put it down. So why is it Taz? Shekadeshi Yom Mesuyim. Something essential. You need a central, consistent, you know, Latchala. That is the Sunday. It has to start on Sunday. We want universality over here.
You get a bigger turnout Saturday night.
We want a universal date. That's exactly what it is. Tom Shani, Hevi Baruch HaShulchan. He brings over there. Shetamid Matkilim B'Yom Alav Shurishon L'Maisim Bereshis. Again, a bit of a play on the whole idea of creation this time of year. Sunday the world started, therefore Slicha starts on Sunday. Okay, also very tied into creation. Now we're going to go into a new idea, a new theme. Any questions or concerns, comments, criticisms, still now feel free to... We're moving on to the next thing. Adkan minhagim av amira slichas. Now we're going to go into the time. The time when slichas should be said in the day. We have 24 hours a day, and we have many time zones, many halachic time zones in every single day. So the ideal time zone, perhaps, is Chatzos HaLaila, midnight. And that's how we at least fear zach for the first night of Slichos. We say it at midnight. Minag b'amiras ha-Slichos u'lomar Slichos b'chatzos ha-Laila. The minhag is to say it from midnight onwards. U'kmo sh'amar David HaMelech. Where do we get this idea? Where do we get the idea that Chatzos is an Eis Ratzon, that midnight? So we get it from David HaMelech. Chatzos Laila, kum hadoisach al mishpatei tzidkecha. We say to God, at midnight I will arise to praise you for your mishpatim, your Torah. And it says, u'b'layla shira imi. And the song will be with me at night, David HaMelech says. Song is, of course, prayer. Wazman ha-shahaya, mitchanen, David would daven, supplicate before Hashem, mishtapech, be'arga, with his instruments, he would daven and sing. Pour out his heart, b'shiros, b'tishpachos, b'mizmorei tehillim, b'tekosh baruch hu. Achen muva b'kam mekoy moshe chatzos halayla, he eis ratzon. And there's even more sources. This is one source, that chatzos halayla is eis ratzon. We have the tikkun chatzos, right? There's an idea to say tikkun chatzos, at midnight, that's the eis ratzon. Hashem is going to hear our tefillahs for the Beis HaMikdash. Another source, Gemari Bamos, Tav Ayin Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, Sabraisa, actually. Kol oysen arbaim shana shayu yisob midbar. The 40 years of Bnei Yisrael were walking the desert. Lohaya yom shelo nishba boruch tzvoinis b'chatzi halayla. There was no night where they didn't have a wind. A wind at midnight. I think the Gemara over there says, I looked it up quickly before coming, says over there that there was no wind during the day, and that's why they didn't have bris milah. Right? Bnei Yisrael didn't do bris milah. Why? Because there was no wind at midday. And without that wind at midday, it was a sakana for the baby. And that's why there was no bris milah. But at midnight, the wind did come. At midnight the wind did come. Shenemar v'yibichatzi alayla hikako b'chor. Hashem came at midnight. My Talmuda, where we learn hakamashmalan the eis ratzon milsahi, significant to take advantage of an eis ratzon. Very significant to take advantage of an eis ratzon. And the Magen Avraham, shehevi b'dvarav mashem mekubalim herichu b'inyan tefilas chatzos. The mekubalim go at length the importance of tefillah at midnight. Ubrakanati and Parashas Bereishis, he says like this. The yesh oimim zman bakashas rachamim sofa laila bashmores vani achria ki bechatzos rede vakesh rachamim al knesses Yisrael al b'neha. We ask mercy for b'nei Yisrael at midnight. It was sofa laila, closer to the morning. Yivakesh tracham. It's a time for personal supplications. Ubakashas zet tzrichad b'nefilas apayim. That's why we say tachanun. So here, I didn't bring much material on this, but there is a machlokes. What's the bigger esratzon? Is it chatzos halayla or hashmuras haboker? And it seems to me, from the elementary survey of the sources, that there's a bigger esratzon according to most sources, bashmuras. Those last three or four, it's a machlokes. The last 3 or 4 hours before sunrise, to me, appears to me, is a bigger esratzon than even chatzos halayla. I'll pick a bala. Like Moshe Feinstein says in a tshuva, we're going to get to right now, all this stuff, Moshe says straight out, all this stuff with eis ratzon, and don't say this 10 hours a day and that 10 hours a day, is completely not found in earlier sources. We've shown him, it's all achronim, from the Sifrei Kabbalah. There's really no source that's precedented. It's a Kabbalistic idea. Okay, so now a person can't wake up at midnight. Right, you're tired, you come home from a day of work, you can't stay up till midnight, you can't wake up at midnight. And that's, by the way, that's my take, why I think it became saying Slichas before Shacharis. Because people, I think the mentality of Chazal, when you put this into, practicing this, it appears to me that Chazal say it's easier for a person to wake up a bit earlier than to wake up at midnight and go back to sleep, or to even remain awake at midnight and then go to sleep every night. And that's why the Ashmuras kind of also won the day. That's my take on it. But what do you do? You can't stay up for chatzos, and then you can't wake up early. You can't wake up early, you have a problem. I got problems. I got sleeping problems from here to tomorrow. I can't wake up early, I go to bed late, all these problems. What am I supposed to do, a guy like me? You got a problem, because you're not supposed to say slichos before at least midnight, as it says in Shari Tshuva. I mean, Shari Tshuva quotes the Ramaz, in the second paragraph I bring you the Ramaz in full. But the Shari Tshuva quotes the Ramaz like this. Sheyesh mekomo sheomrim slichos ba'arvis vishtaka davar. Shtaka here can mean a couple of things. I take it meaning it should be forgotten. It's a bad vinegar. It was established. It should be forgotten. Vishtaka davar. Shein rawi lahizkir yud gimel midos kim be'es ratzon. You shouldn't say the yud gimel midos of Hashem unless it's an es ratzon. Vayoshev sham be'es shomrim. If you're in a shul that they're saying slichos right after ma'ariv, early in the evening, and you're there with them, yeshev yidom. Don't say it with them. Or yomar mizmorim af of. Or make like you're davening. Say Tehillim.
Say the pieces, but don't
say. Right. I'm not sure what he means by mizmorim over there. I'm not sure. Right, because he says achavidu yachamor. Vidu you could say, but I think he's saying avoid the slichas text completely. I think he's saying to say Tehillim. Make like you're playing along. You know, like we have that halacha. The shul saying Shema. You're somewhere else. Make like you're saying Shema. I think it's the same idea. Okay, so what does the Ramaz say in full? What was the Shari Tshuva quoting? So Ramaz says like this: Daminik shenegu biktas mekomos. Yeah, I don't know. Who was the Ramaz? The Shari Tshuva quotes. So daminik shenegu biktas mekomos, b'omar slichos betchila salayla hu minag ra umar. Terrible, terrible. Saying slichos at the early part of the evening is terrible. Yishtaka davar v'lo yomar should be abandoned, should not be said. Barui l'gdoli hador ligor b'hem. You should get them, contradict them,
scream at them.
Ulevatam minhagam, and to get them to abolish their custom. Ki minhagam zebet ta'us yisodu. It was established in a mistake. Veinlo mishanu mishane has no basis. V'chol mari derazin, those who know the secrets, the Kabbalists. Hamachzikim b'ma'oz toras ha-Kabbalah, those who know Kabbalah. Stream also the Hechlet say it's Aser, the Kabbalah say it's Aser. The Alpiyam Yakum Davar, indeed, the Halacha should be like them. Ki Ruach Hashem Diber Bam, Umilato Alishonam. End of story. End of peace. Okay, so Al-Pi Kabbalah, he yells. He's very vehemently opposed to saying slichos early in the evening. V'chen pasuk amagen Avram v'hilchos tainis de'im l'markum chazalel shum slichos. Before midnight, you don't say any slichos. Before midnight, you don't say any slichos. V'lo yud gimel midos b'shum panim l'olam. Chutz miyom kippurim. We say slichos and Ma'ariv Yom Kippur. It's the only time we say yud gimel midos early in the evening. Okay, fine. So that is more of the earlier authorities. But tachlis, you will find shuls today all around the world that have first night slichos at 10:30 in the evening, including shuls of Ramat Beit Shemesh. I think the Merkazi shul has like a 10:30, some kind of like really early hour. What's the basis for it? How do the shuls do it? So I have two chuas for you. Yechav Adas was a bit more machmer, and the Igros Moshe is a bit more meikel. So let's look at them inside. The Shul Yechav Adas, Rav Avadi Yosef. Anyone who was in the news today? Anyone saw the news? Rav Avadi Yosef was in the news today.
He spoke his mind.
Last night in his drasha, he said he hopes that the Arabs would drop dead. But I understand. Every Motzei Shabbos at his drasha, the press is lined up the front row.
Really?
Yeah. Every Motzei Shabbos, the press is there.
He's the head of the political
party. Right. The Arabs would drop dead. What is it?
Exactly
right.
Abbas said all the Palestinians
would
drop dead.
Yeah. He did throw in their haters of Israel. So I mean, he could have been only the ones that hate Israel.
But the press.
That's what he said about the last. Apparently, was a previous statement like 10 years ago where he said something similar, and he qualified it afterwards. He meant
where he said pigs and monkeys or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, they know Rav Avadia. So he said, "You have a das like this." You can't wake up early. Okay, this is the tshuva for Ari Inkin. So he said like this. He can't wake up early. So he wants to know, Lomar Sichas b'choy mei chodesh elu. He can't wake up for Sichas. Ha'im roshei litztaref l'minyan o'im Sichas b'tchilas ha'layla. Can you go to the minyan staying it early? They're really, you know, Mizrachnikim. You know, they're saying it really early. So he says, "Vavi b'dvara b'tama minek shenegu lomar sichas davke b'ashmuras aboyker v'lo b'tchilas halal u'alpi mashem vor b'zohar kodesh." What's the reason we do it later in the evening and not earlier? It's from the Zohar, shemishaus haboyker misorim chasadim ba'olam. When the morning comes, kindness wakes up in the world. Vilu mishas mincha ad chatzos halayla, but from mincha time on, the day before until midnight, is midas adin. But there's still rachamim coming from midnight. You don't have to wait till closer to the morning. Even at midnight it comes. Very, very Kabbalistically influenced. He says you don't do it.
But he's allowing during the day, all day.
Here he's allowed
all day. From
right.
Which
no, but he contradicts himself. Another tshuva. No, the continuation of the tshuva is coming. The next page has a. He allows it all day long. You're right. Here it's not clear, but it'll be clear on the next page. Rav Avadia allows all day long saying the slichos. Okay. Now the Igros Moshe is very fascinating, very fundamental Igros Moshe. Hilchos slichos is quoted everywhere. And this famous Igros Moshe in Chalik Beis, it says like this: Nishal b'davar miras sichos b'makom shesh pachad leilech sham b'shas mucheres b'layla. The Moshe is asked from this angle. They're scared to go out at night. They're in Harlem, and they don't want to go out at midnight to say slichos. Imutarim l'mar slichos kam b'shavut kodem chatzos. They say it a bit earlier at night. V'sham ashor ratzal adun kivan datam shomrim b'shmures. And the questioner is asking Rav Moshe like this: the whole reason you want slichos after midnight is because that's eis ratzon. But betzibur ulebeis haknesses to eis ratzon lailam. The Gemara teaches us that whenever you have a tzibur, whenever you're in a shul, it's an eis ratzon. So Rav Moshe, if we have eis ratzon over here, let's make a gzera shah, we have eis ratzon over here, and we'll say slichos anytime we want, anytime in the evening with a minyan in the shul. So I didn't write everything. So he said like this. So Moshe answers like this. Punchline. Adimu ba'ofen shi efshar. If you can't mechatzos ulahalon, you can't do it after chatzot halayla. Vizbatlu also atzibur. The shul will not say slichos at all. Yesh lahatir begeder horad shah. Emergency measure.
Not a super cool there. I mean, you know. he's qualifying that a lot, right? E, F sharp, and C right. where you want to have the minion. Yes. That's Hara Shah. You know, that may not be a sock for a yachid when there's a minion happening to go ahead and do it.
Right, for the actual shul.
The shul makes an interesting argument. You go in the Mogen Avraham without the abbreviation. It says, "Fitz me b'yom ha'kippurim." If you look at all the princes of Shabbat they use it at a time, b'yom ha'kippurim is abbreviated. And it could also be read as the base of Knesset. Moshe goes into a
wow.
that it means only, the Shoyal tries to convince Rav Moshe that any time you're in base of Knesset, it's mutter to say a third of Patsos. Rav Moshe says,
based on this Tel Sofer, maybe?
Based on this abbreviation. Moshe says, Moshe goes into the nitty gritties of how abbreviations are made, and that the abbreviation means Chutzim B'yom HaKippurim, and it doesn't mean Chutzim B'yom HaKippurim. At the end he gives the fool, he says there's no other way to do it, okay, but otherwise he's not really so happy. But the Shoyal's reason is to try to get it out of Mogen Avraham by saying that it's Chutzim, you took this off Bar Ilan, so you don't
something
have
like that,
abbreviation.
Yeah.
You take any old Shulchan Aruch.
You're right, that makes perfect sense.
Chutzim B'yom HaKippurim can be read as Chutzim.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. So he says like this, okay. So but this is what Moshe says, keep it divine. El ein makor mi gemara el hemi divei rabasein achroinim al pi sifrei ha-kabbalah. She established him as a Ian Isser. It's not Asser, just like Sivas earlier. El shein mo'alin b'koach g'gil midos shiesh havtacha shal yichzur reikam el ha-kestam tfilah.
Just don't help your Yom HaDin.
Exactly. No, but
go ahead.
But the segula, the powers aren't there. He's saying it's a prayer that's valid to say, but the powers aren't there. לכן כדי שלא יתבטלו מלומר סליחה שלא יהיה לציבור שום מסורס התשובה טוב יוס ולומר עד מתחילס הורת שעה. Now in the tshuva there, Moshe, I didn't write over here, Moshe also discusses though, better, if you're going to do it before Chatzos, better the later half towards Chatzos than the earlier half of Chatzos. So there is, although Moshe is allowing Horat Shah, even from the beginning of the night, but he says in that tshuva, there's still much value in waiting till the second half of the night till Chatzos.
Kol Ma'arichin Horeza Mishuvah.
I'm sorry?
Kol Ma'arichin Horeza Mishuvah.
Kol
Ma'arichin. Ma'arichin. Yeah, I don't know.
Even the place that say it over, say like 10:30.
Right, it's like, you're closer. You're closer. Okay, here's an interesting tshuva. Here, this is interesting stuff. You're going to find this anywhere else. The next...
We should make an ace to Ratzon clock.
According to which sheet, that ding,
right,
ding,
this
ding,
is the
ding,
best
ding,
ace to Ratzon. This is all right.
So next. Now this is, listen to this, it's unbelievable. Sing Yechavadas, Sing Yechavadas I started with. And he says, well, what if in America you say Slichos if it's after Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael? Very interesting. So Yechavadas like this. Shaya makum lomar shemeachar shebarzot abrit kodem chatzot alayla shelahem in America, right, the night who and achar chatzot alayla sheretz Israel. Let's jump on the coattails.
And Marav and Sam, you get a lot of
things. Right, it's a loose cannon here. Umishas tikudas chatzot sheretz Israel misori marachamim. Lachen yecholim lomar sham sichos v'gilmiras ah betchilas alayla. You bring the tzad kula.
This is, I don't understand. What kind of question is that?
It's for America. It's like Rav Moshe's, take Rav Moshe's tshuva and add.
It's not the same as Shabbos and Milcha, you have laws. This again is not a halachic source.
Kabbalistic.
This is Kabbalistic. When is Hashem Yav Yisrael?
So you might say Hashem spoke to an Eretz Yisrael.
Hashem spoke to an Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem Yisrael. It's a little bit more, you know, it's not just, you know, you can't have a Shabbos.
But in this same tshuva over here in the Chavadas, he says all day long, if you can't do it at the Chatzos, Ashmores, before Mincha. That's his third best.
Well, that's the question. 10 o'clock at night in the States, when is that?
It's like
before Mincha.
Wait, 10 o'clock in New York?
10 p.m. or 10
a.m.? 5
a.m.
5
a.m., perfect timing.
What do you mean? What do you mean perfect timing? Either you can say it's 7 p.m. in New York because it's Chatzos Halayla here.
No, you want to get the right before Nate, the best time. You want to get the end.
Oh, you want to say getting yeah, okay, I got it.
Those who say
sleepers
in America, 10 o'clock.
It's not Mishnah Chafilo. That's the
All right, they're getting it at 5 o'clock.
They're getting in the Ashmuras to Segula.
That's so far off.
It's far off. It's creative. Come on. It's creative, you know. It's like the fast days, you know, the end of the fast in Stockholm in 1925, so I'm flying to Los Angeles. It's creative, very creative. And the Chesed Yoshua says, this is ridiculous. The next tshuva, he starts off, Lamed Chus ala nohagim lo masicha tikum lidos kodem chatzos alayla. Meish tchilas alayla b'medina tam hu achar chatzot layla she'eret Yisrael. That's where it's ratzon. Basicha v'tachonini matuim u'kabalim u'chol adeos. U'besov tvarav chazar v'kasem she'emes hi shezman nekudas chatzos nechsha v'chol makom l'fi mekol moshel adam hanim tabo moshe katsu achronim.
Okay. Later's modern than Eretz Yisrael?
What does it mean, later's modern?
Who's ahead of us?
China.
For how many hours?
Five.
There you go. So in theory, we could use the same spot here too.
What do you...
say that Japan is the center of the world.
No, I mean...
Our name's Ratan.
The Mir Yeshiva was saved through China.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know... It's got to be a big...
Japan, right? Japan.
We're talking about the center of the world.
No, we're talking about time zones in Japan. What did they do? They kept 2 days Yom Kippur. There are those... It's very interesting. I was in Honolulu once. In my Chabad days, I was sent there to drive mitzvah tanks and stuff like that. So, it's very funny. Honolulu is a big shiloh with the dateline.
Friday and Shabbos.
Right. So funny that Chabad follows the Chazon Ish to make Shabbos on Saturday. But when Chabad was in Japan, they followed the other shita to make Shabbos on Saturday also. It was an interesting tarti the Satri a little bit. I asked Tom Lichami about it. What?
Very close to Judaism.
Yeah. But there's a case for it. Even though it's odd that the Chabad is finding Chazon Ish and not Rav Tikhachinsky. Someone showed me maps and graphs and once and...
Around the internet. The struggle was that you're trying to center the world. So to say that the Ace Rafa goes based on its show...
Which didn't point to that opinion, you think?
So it might be a good idea. You know what would be maybe a good idea? Have a telephone, literally.
Yeah.
Say Tachanun with a minion in Eretz Yisrael when you're in America.
What do you have over here? Oh, yeah. That's where it all comes from, right? Did he sum up the sheetahs over here? The dateline. Here's the dateline. Oh, yeah, I saw something like this. Yeah. Someone was showing me the Chazon Ish with lines and maps and lines within lines, and I didn't understand it. I don't know this stuff.
Tikhachinsky holds that it's 180 degrees away from Yerushalayim, and Chazon Ish is 90 degrees away.
Right, which that puts Honolulu on Saturday, but according to Tikhachinsky, it's on Friday. Anyways, there are people that go to Hawaii for Friday. They do Friday. They don't do Malach on Friday. They do Shabbat. Saturday is the main day, but they. But they're very complex. It's interesting. It's interesting. Okay.
I'll tell you not to go there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of people going to tell you, just don't go to Hawaii at all. Don't stay for Shabbos. And if you're going to go for Shabbos...
Don't stay for Friday.
Don't stay for Friday. Get off the island.
And there are hotels there for Pesach.
Yeah. It's true.
That's because you're smart about it.
Anyway, Shabbos, you can't put food on people, so...
What do you do Friday?
It's
a problem. Anyways, that's what they do. They do Saturday. That's what I did. I was there. I did Saturday. That was one of the greatest experiences of my life was in Honolulu, I have to tell you. Really. And I was there for Sukkot. It's so hot that the heter of the cold in America to go in the house is Honolulu to go in the house because of the heat. That's how hot it is. On Sukkot, you want to eat fast, get into the air conditioner because you can't take it. Okay. Amirat Slichos Motze Shabbos. Here's a nice thing to end off with. I have more stuff I have in my handwriting. We don't have much time. But women saying Slichos. And which brachos you have to say in the morning before. I have on the Machtisei Rachamim, the home with the Maharal, is the one saying it. But we'll end up on this nice note. Hine yesh mekomos she'af kol yimei aslichos omrim slichos v'ashmuras haboker. Even though, right, I mentioned earlier, that Motzei Shabbos we say it at midnight. Even though everyone does...
No, it's not universal.
That many do say it at midnight every night.
No, many
what?
Do say it in the morning, even on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Back when Shmuel has a minyan,
oh yeah? I was in Montreal. That's what he did 1 year. I remember 1 year like that. It was Sunday morning. He told the bachur go to sleep.
Up the whole day. So that's why he was like 12:45.
Right, and you're exhausted the whole next day.
Yeah,
which brings me to the next topic. Which brings me to the next topic. Very important thing you brought up. Next Sunday, are we good? I will be here if everyone promised me they will be here. They won't be exhausted from Sichas the night before.
They'll be here.
Yeah, somebody told me, Ari, no, not that, but somebody told me, Ari, you got to make sure, you got to be careful, there may be nobody next week, because
we have a sleepless after this year,
yeah, but good.
In Japan, you're right.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, 10:30.
For Sunday or for Shabbos or for Monday?
But let me just get a general feeling over here. The sichos won't change. You have a chasana? As a chasana. But other than that, the sichos wouldn't change your schedule.
No.
Okay, and I'll work very hard to find an exceptionally exciting topic for next week, which will be our last one for quite a while. Okay? I will end up on this nice note. So why is it that generally the custom is that whatever you do with the rest of sichos, the first night is that chatzot halayla, what is about this? About b'yom rishon shal sichos omri b'motzei ha-shabbos, Beleke Yosher, Avitam Nifla Lizem, Mirab about Tumas Adeshin. What does the Tumas Adeshin say? Like this. The fact on the first night, the Motzei Shabbos stayed Chatzos. Kivan de Shabbos Kodesh is just Simcha. That's happy. You're happy from Shabbos. Simcha Satara Shaoskim the Shabbos Batorah. You spent extra time learning Torah on Shabbos. You're in extra happy mood. You got Onik Shabbos, the pleasures you enjoyed. The Vein Hashchina Shoya only talks Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Hashem Shchina is more powerful when you're coming into a mitzvah from Simcha. The Chen Tov Latkal is following me talks Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And that's why we start on Chatzos
Shabbos. The question on that is, what about Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? What about a second Shabbos we do the week before? Meaning, is it only going to be, are we only mocked with that first Motzei Shabbos to start after Chatzos?
Yeah.
Or would it be consistent?
Now it appears this is one shot to represent the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. By the way, interesting, we talk about owning Shabbos, but many poskim hold there's a mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos also. We know Yom Tov is Simcha. Shabbos generally oneg, but lo pashut is a mitzvah simchan Shabbos also. We'll stop here. I wish everyone a meaningful week into slichos. I'm sorry. What's minus 10:15? Whatever. No, I can talk. I can talk longer. I have plenty. I have what to fill. Those who want to go, you can feel free to go.
Is it better to say? It's
official. It is official till 10 o'clock, but I could stay till 10:15.
Is it better to say slichos at 10 o'clock with the minion or?
Oh, a good question. What do you say? Minion before? That was the
minion before Chatzos.
No, you know why? Because one is Alpinigla and one is Alpinister. Why pass on Alpinigla? That's what I would say, right? You like that idea? You are a Chosh Minister? Yeah, I don't know. Well, when it comes down to it, you pass on like Nigla. You go by Nigla. Yeah, Bashita?
They don't say, except for the first night and everyone's shot.
Yeah?
But they don't say, and you give them meetings, which all of us are.
You owe me money, because I don't owe you money.
They skip some of the you give them meetings. Some of them say it, some of them skip. I'm not sure exactly what it's based on, but you go more about it.
I once have it stolen.
Very populated minion at 10:30 and then stolen at 60th.
Yeah, yeah? I once have it stolen, Shachris. You have it out loud there, right? I was so exhausted after chakras, I needed a nap. Because you get really into it, and it goes on for a while, even longer. I needed a nap afterwards. Why don't women say something? Anyone think of that?
Same reason they don't
dabble
on the heels, they're busy with the kids.
It's time related.
One answer I saw at Minag is mitzvah is mine grandma. It's mine grandma, it's chatzos, it's lila, it's this zone, that zone. But I found a stronger answer.
Well, your gimomidos was originally first used for what, the eagle's up?
Yeah.
So the woman didn't participate. Right?
Oh, that's a good one. That is good. That I didn't come across. That's a scrape. Very good. That is very good. But I did find out it's not sneeze. It's all I give sichos is going out at night. That's not for ladies to go out at night. That's why women don't have to say kriyas levana. It's going out at night. Okay? Some take it to Shabbos Zachar. They don't have to go to the shul for Shabbos Zachar. It's not sneeze for women to go out. Okay.
What's the big thing?
What is the big thing? Yeah, really, is it? Because in that Tilumi world, Kiryat Moshe is packed with women in Slichus night. I didn't know, I haven't seen a Haredi world.
The rest of the day is there.
Yeah, no, you're right. But the Yeshivish world, yeah, the ladies go?
Upper West Side.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Upper
West Side.
Ladies sections open there. Like
really?
Even over here, first night's open.
In my Yeshivish crowds, for where I've been, I've never seen women. First night's Yichus. In Yeshivish circles. And more modern ones, of course, I have. Interesting. Okay, very good. Kol kavod. Again, I had this at length, but it be kitzur nimatz, machnise rachamim, davening to angels. Davening to angels, a problematic prayer. Very controversial. Maharal is against it because we're not allowed to daven to angels, only to God. Okay, so the Chasam Sofer also is very against it. Kuf Samech Vav, and Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Kuf Samech Vav. And the Maharal changed the Nusach. We say, Machnisi Rachamim, Hachnisu Rachameinu. And the Maharal changed it to Yachnisu. And it turns the whole passage talking to God. That God is the one that he brings mercy, he should bring our mercy. So, and the Chasam Sofer says in Kuf Samech Vav, this change is no good. It's still possible. Chasam Sofer. It's still possible. No change will help. You have to admit it completely.
What about Shemalecha?
Did you find the Gra?
Oh, very good. I don't know what he does. I didn't come across a Gra now this evening. No. For this evening. I didn't see a Gra. What I did see also, but I saw the Shibole Haleket, who justifies a prayer in the name of his Rebbe, Rebbe Victor. There's no problem using angels intermediaries. No problem. You're not davening to them. You're not praying to them. If they really exist, you're asking their assistance. This could take us to also similar Elul Tishrei theme of going to the cemetery. You praying to the dead, or is Bishchusa dead? The Mishnah Brura and the more, you know, Litvisher Poskim are very against speaking to the dead Dorish Al Mesim, but the Munkatcher, the Minchas Alazar, it says a mitzvah to ask the dead they should intervene on your behalf. So then it basically boils down to, not for Machnisi necessarily, but the idea of Dorish Al Mesim talking to angels between the Hasidim and non-Hasidim, where the Hasidim are very for it, but non-Hasidic literature is very against it. Yes. I don't know. It also gets a Shalom Aleichem. Some say Shalom, some don't say Shalom Aleichem. Same idea. Okay, we'll completely... Oh, Birchas HaShachar. So here's the interesting thing on Birchas HaShachar. So Poskim seem to say that before Slichos, you should at least say Birchas HaTorah and Tilas Yadayim. Okay. But Al Pi Kabbalah, you should say all the Birchas HaShachar. Ad Kedei Kach, the Al Pi Kabbalah, not just Kabbalah, Shulchan Aruch, black on white, says, once you're up, for the day you're up. Whether it's 1 a.m., 2 a.m., before Nate, before all those, whatever it might be, and you can say all the brachos, including Anos on Sech Vivina. You can say everything. Once you're up for the day, that's it, you're up, you can say all the Birchas HaShachar. Others say if you're up really early, save the Birchas HaShachar. Okay, according to Shulchan Aruch Arav, and I guess it's called the Kabbalah camp, you say everything together at once. According to the Mishnah Brura, the Machoik I saw Aruch HaShulchan Mishnah Brura on this. If you woke up before light, I wrote this down somewhere. Yeah. So you woke up before, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, you should sing Tilas Yadayim, and the Mishnah Brura seems to say you should delay it after going to the washroom closer to Shachar. So I guess...
They'll get on an airplane all the time.
All the time, yeah.
What was tzitzis?
With the tzitzis?
Just in the morning, before all the Shachar.
Right, but that's married men and it was make a bracha on the talis. So it's not really a problem.
But what happens if you're wearing tzitzis, and it comes... So that comes as Mount Sisson to fill in, you're not bringing Talis on yet.
Because you're having Slichos? Because why?
Every day is like that.
So every day is like
every
that.
Every day you get dressed, you put your Talis on before you put Talis on. You have a mind and you make a Brachan Talis
later. Yeah, there's a big gap of time between when you put your Talis Katalim and your Talis Goli, and you say a Brachan both again.
What do you mean on both of them? Just a Talis Goli make a Brachan?
If there'll be a major gap.
Okay, so that's very interesting. The post can talk about this.
There's always a major gap.
Yeah.
There's a major gap.
Yeah.
You do it, and what a major gap.
What I got from my rebbeim, I guess by osmosis, is that if you're in the process of headed to Shachris, time doesn't matter. If you're in the process, you'll make Bracha Tachkan.
So that's in the process.
Well, if you say
Sleep
before
Davening, we should do it anyway.
If you are
Sleep,
that's
in the process, I guess
you would
say.
Yeah, I mean...
People wear their towels. People wear their towels in America, nobody wears
their towels. I put on towels in some person. I was one of the eyeballs. Yeah, I did. I always did. That's very rare. Yeah, very rare. Yeah.
Why does nobody do that?
Why not? Right. It's Slichos at 7 a.m. and Shachar at 7:30. Why should you put on Slichos at 7 a.m.? You're right. No, most don't do it. You're right. Most don't do it. But if Slichos at 7 a.m., like in America, we all had Slichos and Shachar at 7:30. Why should you bring a film? Why lose out? I don't understand. I never understood that one. Doesn't make sense. Because people think Slichos is nighttime and Shachar is daytime. Even though the reality is not like that, but still, they don't put on film because it's a nighttime prayer. That's what it must be. Right, Hashem was wearing a talis, right? Very, very good. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Yud Gamliel wearing a talis like a chazan, it says. Should wear a talis and probably tell him
what time Hashem said that Yud Gamliel was in Shanghai. That's the exact time we should say
Shkoyach. So next week I'll really make an effort to find something really exciting. It'll be our last one. Maybe Blinetta, I'll get some special refreshments, maybe even.